And with that, we are going to continue down our agenda to informational items. Number 10, Wounded Warrior Project at Rocky Point. And I believe Mr. Brad Nelson, the park manager, will be joining us virtually. And I do see Brad might be on the screen there. I see something.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes. Whenever you are ready, it looks like your presentation is up. You can begin. Welcome.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling, I'm Brad Nelson, Park Manager at Rocky Point Recreation Area on the Belle Fourche Reservoir. Thank you for giving me time today to talk to you about our second annual Wounded Warrior in Action archery antelope hunt we hosted at Rocky Point this past September. So we work with Wounded Warriors in Action. Wounded Warriors in Action is a nonprofit foundation that takes Purple Heart recipients on hunting and fishing trips all over America at no cost to the veteran. And we get to host one at Rocky Point. It takes a big team to put the event together, but here's a few of us with the hunters from this past September. I want to introduce everybody to you. Going left to right is Crystal Masick. Crystal is a Purple Heart recipient herself, is a guide for Wounded Warriors in Action, and helps fundraise for our event. Next is Parker Lindahl. Parker is our conservation tech out here at Rocky Point and helps out with the event. And then you've got the four Purple Heart recipients. Tony is from North Carolina. Jeremy is from Burke, South Dakota. John is from Georgia, and Jason is from Alabama. I'm in the background there. In front of me is Jay Leisure. Jay Leisure works for the Bureau of Reclamation and is our managing partner out here on the Belle Fourche Reservoir. And last but not least is Bill Eastman. Bill works for our department as a private lands habitat biologist, and both those guys helped us out tremendously getting the event going and during the event. So we asked the American Legion Post 22 Legion riders to meet the hunters at the airport when they arrived in Rapid City and escort them to Rocky Point, where they would stay in the camping cabins for the next 5 nights. The American Legion in Rapid City helped fundraise for us during the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and I wish I had better pictures because the escort to Rocky Point was awesome. Lots of American flags and patriotism all the way to the park. So I threw this picture in there just because it's a good picture that one of the hunters took during the hunt. They weren't able to get within archery range, so it's a good reminder to tell you that archery antelope hunting is a tremendous challenge. So much of a challenge that we debated about even hosting this event. However, our hunt is a unique opportunity. It's hard to get archery antelope tags in a lot of states, as you know, I'm sure. And it's desired by Wounded Warriors in Action. There's actually a waiting list for our hunt. They pick the hunters from a waiting list and they buy the tags for them, so it keeps us out of that portion of it. Having said all that, the first year we hosted this event, we only filled one of the four tags. This last year, we were able to fill all four tags. So let's get right into it. This is Jason with his antelope buck that he got off of Rich Kokesh's property. We've got six landowners that adjoin the reservoir that allow us to hunt on private land. So that's the tag that they get, is the private land only archery antelope tag. Rich is a great neighbor to the park here. We share a border on the game production area on the north end of the reservoir, and he's all in on the event. He sets up the blinds. He helps guide. He keeps in touch with me throughout the year. And you can tell in the photo that him and his dog are proud to be part of the event. And that's the case with all the landowners that help us out. They're super proud to help us out. So To help offset the cost of the event, we asked local hunting and fishing clubs to donate dinners during the event. This is the Center of the Nation Sportsman's Club. They helped fundraise for our event as well, and they manage a rifle range west of town. They're always more than willing to help out with youth hunting shoots or youth hunting activities that we have going on. They help with Hunt Safe, just a good group of guys, and the way they donated was they grilled ribeye steaks for us one night, and we were able to throw on the tenderloins of one antelope, so the guys got to try antelope for the first time. We've got a local outfitter, Three Arrows Outfitters. It's a dad, a daughter, and her daughter. They live right down the road, and they donate a couple days of hunting, guided hunting for us. It's being by guided by horses makes the hunt more exciting than sitting a blind all day, and it makes the retrievals easier. So it's not what you think. You're not riding the horses out in the field. You're actually slowly walking beside the horse to get within archery range of antelope. So if you've ever seen the movie Jeremiah Johnson, it's just like that scene in the movie when Bear Claw and Jeremiah are stocking up on an elk, and Bear Claw says, "Elk don't know how many legs a horse has." And it's just like that with antelope. Antelope don't know how many legs a horse has. So it gets you in archery range, and it makes the hunt so much more exciting. We were able to harvest three of our four antelope tags this way. And I just heard from the hunters about what a rush and what a fun hunt it was. Like I said, we had other clubs come out and provide meals for us. The 4-H Shooting Sports kids came out and made tacos one night. And then the High Plains Anglers, the local fishing club here, they came out and fried walleye for them. Again, I wish I had better pictures of them, but the High Plains Anglers hosts a big tournament out here every spring. They fill the campground up. They raise money so they can give back to the park. They've helped fund and construct projects out here for years since we've developed the park. They do cleanup days. They do habitat work. They help build picnic shelters and concrete work. It's just been a good partnership. Appreciate their help. So we were able to fill tags early enough that as a bonus, we were able to show them some real Western South Dakota hospitality. They got to get out and shoot some grouse and fish for some walleye. So they got to take some of that home with them as well. Bunky's Barbecue out of Spearfish donates the final meal to our event. All the volunteers, landowners, and the heroes get to come out, just relax the night before they leave, share hunting and fishing stories. It's just a good time. We got one of the landowners, he'll bring his guitar out and sing around the campfire. Like I said, this was our second year doing this. We're for sure doing a third year. We're hoping to keep the momentum up with the fundraising, and I think we can. It's very well received by the community. It's an easy way to give back for us, and it's a shared passion, archery antelope hunting between all of us. And I know that the hunters are super excited about the hunt. They said it was more than they expected. They look forward to the event. It's a bucket item list for one of the hunters, he said. So it just feels good to give back. Finally, I want to leave you with this. You can read this testimony yourself, but it was left behind by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Smith. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Smith is a retired Army Ranger. He served 20 years as an Army Ranger and served a mission in Afghanistan, and that's where he received his Purple Heart. But I'll just stand by if anybody's got any questions or comments.
Very good. Thank you, Brad. Any questions or comments for Brad? I do have a couple questions and a comment. First off, Brad, thank you to everyone and the team who have been able to do this for the men and women that are part of this. I mean, that's what this is all about, helping connect people to the outdoors, and being able to do this for our veterans is outstanding. And with Veterans Day on Monday, a great time to share this with the commission. My question is, you had mentioned a lot of the partners who volunteered. Is this all done through fundraising? Is there any type of funding allocated for this project?
It's all done by fundraising, and it's all dedicated to our hunt specifically.
Wow. Secretary Robles.
Wow, what a fantastic story. And thank you, Brad, and the rest of the team for putting this together. This is exactly, you're living out our mission, serving and connecting people and families to the outdoors. It's pretty special. So just want to say thank you for all the hard work. Very impactful story. Yes, this is really cool. Keep up the good work out there in Rocky Point, and looking forward to next year's results. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Brad. Outstanding presentation. And with that,